friends. I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today I am going to be explaining the Omegaverse to you all, which will be so fun because I'm not an expert. I just spent an afternoon researching this. But I think this will be fun. We've done this before. Like we've said, we've done the Italian and Russian mafia before, but I think it'd be fun to kind of have it be like a Best Friends Book Club explains. And we're also trying something a little new this time. And that is that we are going to share the video on YouTube, which we haven't really done before. I mean, we have, but it's been a while.
It's been since the conception of the podcast that we've done that.
But there are some things I think this will be better for. Like when we do our fan cast minisodes, we create PowerPoints for each other. So we're going to try to do this some more, I think, with our PowerPoint content. And if there's anything that you all want the Best Friends Book Club to explain, send us your requests. Try to keep it something book related.
We're
But
geniuses.
yeah, the sisterswarden@gmail.com. I do not claim that we are geniuses. But we're good at researching, I can tell you
I'm
that
real
much.
good
That
at
being said,
Googling.
the source that I used for this information is fanlore.org. It's basically Wikipedia, but for anything like fandom related. It was kind of fun.
I love it.
So this is Best Friends Book Club Explains the Omegaverse. So we are going to start with werewolves as a concept. So, as we all know, or as I'm assuming you all know, maybe you don't, werewolves are supernatural creatures that shapeshift between human and wolf form. Something that I think we are familiar with in TV and movies and books, of course, is that there are many different ways that werewolves are portrayed. So we've got our Remus Lupin, who he happens to be a werewolf who cannot control when he shapeshifts. You know, like the full moon happens, he just becomes this werewolf creature and he is like no longer in control of himself. That's kind of his concept. Same with the American Werewolf in London. That guy has no control over anything. Once he becomes a werewolf, he is straight up scary and he cannot control when it happens. But then you have werewolves like the ones in Twilight, who are very much normal people, but they also just can take the form of a wolf, and they're very much in control of when they shift. For the most part, I think there was like a period of time, like whenever they're just starting to do it, that it's harder for them. But they gain control of the ability to shift and gain control of their emotions when they're in their wolf form. So, lots of different ways that werewolves are portrayed, and it's all very fascinating. Another concept that we are going to dive into a little bit more
Let's
later,
get
but
into it.
I want to just introduce the term to you all. The term is called nodding. And this is a kink that is based off of the bulbus glandis, which is an anatomical structure that canines have, like a genitalia-wise. I feel like I have to explain that. And I'm a little embarrassed to be explaining that to you. But, you know, it's all for information's
This is for
sake.
educational purposes.
This is, yeah, you guys can cite this in your school projects. So, now that we've got the basics of werewolves, we're going to talk about the pack structure or the dominance hierarchy, which is something, again, that came from the concept of wolf packs. So, got a little visual here if you're a visual learner, but there's not much to keep track of because this is the most basic form. But there it's kind of split into three different tiers. You've got the alphas on top, the most dominant and powerful wolves or werewolves of the pack. Betas are kind of like second in command. They're kind of the most common type of like wolf in most like fan fiction. Then omegas are also somewhat rare. They're the more submissive and vulnerable creatures in the pack structure. So alphas and omegas are kind of the more rare ones. Betas are the most common, and again, kind of like right in the middle of the road. Again, this is based in like how wolf pack structures work in nature, but it has completely grown a life of its own. And this is the most basic version. Whenever you Google this, there are deltas, gammas, sigmas, like there's a bunch
Oh.
of other hierarchical roles that have been developed through the fan fiction. But this is, again, this is an introductory lesson. This is the most basic structure.
Well, and I feel like the role of the Omega also kind of changes, like depending on like what book you're reading, I guess. Because I guess I'm thinking of like Crescent City, for example. Like the Omegas in their pack were kind of like the lowest ranking members of their pack. Like they're the youngest, they're the newest, so they're kind of like the bitch of the pack, essentially. And they have to do like all of the grunt work. Whereas in like other books, sometimes the Omega is like the most protected
Like
member.
cherished, seen as a little treasure, if you will. Yeah, that is a very good point that you make, Tabitha. And I think that we, with what we're going to talk about today, there might be some explanations as to why that might have
Oh,
happened.
wonderful.
So now let's talk about how this translates into the actual like trope that is the Omegaverse. And also, I want to point out that the Omegaverse is also sometimes called Alpha, Beta, Omega, or A slash B slash O. And I did learn in my research, and I just want us to all be so educated and careful that you should not write A, B, O without the slashes in between, because apparently, I believe it's in New Zealand that's actually like a derogatory term used for like the Aboriginal people to have that word without the
Oh.
slashes. So just be careful if you're like writing that online.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, me either. But also, I didn't know a lot of what
Interesting.
we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising. So let's talk about biological roles. And these, the biological roles, align with their hierarchical social roles. So, alphas, they are the ones that, for the most part, are impregnating the omegas. They have that knot structure that we talked about with the kink knotting. That belongs to alphas. Like, that's their anatomical quality alone.
Okay.
And then they also may go into ruts, which is like a period of time
Yeah.
that they just have to have sex. And it's like they can't control their instincts. It's like it takes over their mind.
Like they're like in heat.
It's basically the equivalent of that.
Interesting.
Yes, it is interesting, isn't it?
Certainly.
Then we have betas, who, again, they're kind of right in the middle of everything. And in some fictions, they also have the ability to impregnate omegas or other betas. It's possible, but not necessarily the focus of the biological roles, as far as I understood. For the most part, the roles that are involved in reproduction are the alphas and omegas in general. So the omegas are the ones that can become pregnant, and they may go into heats, which, as you pointed out, same thing as a
Oh,
rut.
I didn't even see that down there.
No, but you're so right. It's like they have to, it's a period of time that they are really encouraged to have sex by their own body and instincts. And sometimes these are like really important to the storyline because they, like you said, in some stories, the omegas are kind of seen as this vulnerable population that really needs to be protected by the pack. And so they're in this time considered very vulnerable because there might be some not well-meaning alpha who
Okay.
like takes advantage of that, basically. So it can really contribute to plot lines as well. All of this to say, the biological role is very closely tied with whatever their ranking is in their social pack structure. And also, males and females can be any one of these things. They could be any of the following. Like, there could be an alpha male, alpha female. beta male, beta female, omega male or female. I would say also a common theme in most stories is that these biological roles tend to develop like when they hit their puberty or like reach sexual maturity. So it's kind of like a secondary layer of their biological gender. In these alternate universes, it's like you're born with a biological gender, but then this is like an extension of that whenever you reach reproductive maturity, you know? Like a secondary sex trait, if you will. Can you tell that I'm a scientist?
Interesting. Yeah.
All right. So, any questions or comments about the biological roles?
Don't think so.
Moving on
I'm
then.
getting it so far.
That's great. I'm so glad. Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about today are mating bonds, also sometimes called pair bonds. And these are canonically formed between alpha and omega lovers. I'm sure there are some versions where it happens outside of alpha omega romances, but in general, this was created for this type of romantic dynamic. So, in the war, like werewolf versions of things, mates are often recognized by scent. So in the book we just read, Bride by Allie Hazelwood, if you listened to last week's episode, Lo recognized that Misery was his mate when he smelled her. And that was a big part of the plot too. And it was kind of done in a funny way because she misinterpreted that and thought she smelled really bad to him. But he was just freaking out because it was his mate. And again, usually this is only in like the werewolf type things, but I guess it could be in the others as well. But it's usually solidified by mating bites or marking. And that's exactly what it sounds like. They bite each other and they're
That's
mates now.
really cute.
It's really cute. It's really special. And sometimes this allows them to communicate telepathically once that like bond has been formed, or they can just like feel each other's emotions or whatever. So you could say that basically Phase Band is an Omegaverse couple
Yeah.
by that
Cute.
logic. I don't know that they bite each other though. Maybe they do.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah. Oh, spoilers.
We haven't covered Throne of Glass yet, so.
Oh yeah, no, we haven't. Yes, so that's kind of the general like principles of the mating bonds. There's a diagram here that kind of shows you usually like the head alpha will have a mate that's an omega. But then this diagram also shows you that other types of roles can develop mating bonds as well. And I think at this point in the Omegaverse fictional universe, mating bonds can just happen between any part of the pack, but it just originated as this way to keep the pack like going. Because when you think about evolutionarily, like reproduction is necessary to like keep things alive and thriving. So it would make sense that the most powerful member of the pack, the head alpha, would need someone to breed with. Sure. Yeah.
And so betas can also mate with each other.
Yes.
Okay.
And
Makes sense.
at this
You don't
point,
want to interbreed, you know?
well, I would say that like this is the most like basic like dynamics because there are like fictions out there where like the alpha has a mating bond with another alpha or like with a beta or a beta has one with an omega. Like at this point it has sort of just foregone any rules necessarily. This is kind of where it started though. This is the most general idea. So now that we understand the basics of the Omegaverse, social roles, biological roles, and how that contributes to reproduction. Let's talk about where it all started and the origins of the Alpha, Beta, Omega, or Omegaverse fan fiction actually started with the Supernatural fandom. So let me take you back to summer of 2010.
Look how cute they are.
Look how cute they are. Sam and Dean Winchester, cutie cute, but you're gonna hate what I'm about to tell you because
Oh.
the first kink meme prompt popped up in like late or sorry, early summer 2010, where somebody suggested a supernatural alternate universe with two types of men, and that would be the alpha males and bitch males. They also suggested that the alpha males should have nodding anatomy. Because like at this point, the nodding kink already was in existence in like
Yeah.
werewolf fan fiction. So this is the part that's gonna upset you. This prompt was specifically requesting an alpha male Sam and a bitch male Dean, which is like, what the fuck? Because we talked about how much we hated this idea when we discussed A Long Time
Yes,
Coming
I
by
was gonna
Megan
say, oh
Quinn.
my God, I've seen this book before.
Yes, they are brothers, and you guys need to stop it.
That's
Stop it.
illegal.
Like, I would have been fine with any other character pairing.
Why not Cass? You
Yeah,
know,
I
why
know.
not?
Like, I'm personally really
Whatever,
offended.
whatever.
But that's all right. It already happened.
I
It's
hate it.
and it gave us the Omegaverse. So we've got that to be grateful for.
Thank God.
Yeah, so a few months later, a fanfic was posted in response. So flash forward to winter of 2010. Another prompt was posted because they were like, hey, I liked that fiction that was posted, you know, back in the summer. But what if we take this alternate universe and there's actually three types of males? Because again, this like wolf inspiration for like werewolf fan fiction was already in existence. So they were like, let's layer it here. So they're like, there's going to be three types of males, the alphas, betas, and omegas. And again, they said the alpha male should have that nodding anatomy, and omega males should be capable of childbearing.
Oh my God.
So that's where we got the reproductive biological roles originating
Okay.
from. And thus, the impreg trope took flight. For those of you who are not familiar, impreg just means male pregnancy. So, yeah, that is the
I hate
origins
it.
of the Omegaverse outside of werewolf fan fiction. So now we're kind of
Oh
wondering why. Why did this happen? Why did we go there? And to that, I would say this was a natural development, really, because this fandom, Supernatural, is about ghosts and paranormal creatures. And so the fandom already had some really popular like werewolf and nodding fictions out there. And so this was just kind of a natural extension of that. They were like, let's take that, let's layer it over the humans in this alternate universe. You know what I'm saying? And in fact, those first fictions were first referred to as nodding AUs or alternate universes. And then also, I think this is probably the more important one, is a lot of people really liked the nodding kink, but absolutely hated its association with wolves and werewolves and how closely linked that is to bestiality, which is
yeah,
so fair.
that's kind of where I also draw the line. I get it.
Yes, I get it and I appreciate it. And I think it makes so much sense that this happened. The only thing I wish is that it hadn't originated with brothers.
Yeah, that's wild.
But yeah. Totally makes sense. And then I also want to touch on the mainstreamification of the Omegaverse. I don't think that's a real
If
word.
it's not Teen Wolf, I don't want it.
It's not, but it's interesting. You'll like it. So, where did the spotlight come from? Mostly the Omegaverse litigation.
Oh.
So these were lawsuits that began in 2018 and ended in 2020, involving two authors who both wrote erotic romance fiction featuring Omegaverse tropes. So you'll see pictured on this slide is books by Addison Cain. She writes these, she calls them dark romance. But yeah, they feature Omegaverse tropes such as alphas and omegas. This author, Addison Cain, sued the other author, claiming she invented the Omegaverse. Basically, she was saying, this is my copyrighted idea. And this led to a lot of conversation amongst the fandom because they were all a little bit offended that she was claiming to have invented the Omegaverse. You know,
Sure.
they were like,
Yeah.
hey, no, you didn't. And so
It's been around.
it's been around because, again, that happened in 2010. And I don't know exactly when she published her first book, but it's probably after 2010. And so, yeah, the fandom was all pretty much in support of the author being sued, and they were like, you didn't invent it.
What if it was actually her fanfic that started
Oh,
it?
maybe. But I don't think she argued that, so probably
Mm.
not.
That would have been a funny plot twist.
Yeah, that would have been actually if she was like, no, I wrote the
I
Sam and
wrote
Dean.
this.
Yes, nodding AU. But really, this led to very mainstream coverage of this relatively unknown fan fiction trope. Like, it was talked about in the New York Times. Like,
My
it
God.
was out there. So if any of you are interested in more details of the Omegaverse litigation, one of my favorite content creators, Lindsay Ellis, actually summarized the case in YouTube, or on YouTube, and it's called Into the Omegaverse: How a Fanfic Trope Landed in Federal Court. And it's funny because about 2 months later, she posted a follow-up video saying, Addison Kane's lawyer emailed me, and it only got worse from there. Yeah,
Now we
that is the
know.
Omegaverse. Now you know.
Interesting.
I did just really quick before we discuss, want to say there is an additional guide out there that is very funny. And it's on AO3. It's called Alphas, Betas, Omegas, A Primer by Nora Bombay for any of you who want to do some extra reading.
I do want to do extra reading,
I do, and I will.
because that is crazy. I did not know that is where that started.
I
That is
didn't
not
either.
even a little bit where I thought it would have
No.
derived from.
And I loved Supernatural too. So it's funny that I wasn't really in my fanfic era though until like mid-20s. So
Yeah.
I think I just kind of like missed that train, unfortunately.
Yeah, unless you were like, I think a big Tumblr girly.
Yeah. And I wasn't really. I feel like I missed out.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know why so many people want them to be lovers and not brothers.
Yeah, I hate that. I
Is
hate
first of
that.
all my biggest question. Because obviously there's probably like other where maybe werewolf stories or at least like fanfics written like about like wolf packs, but I guess yeah, the term Omegaverse never really took off until then.
Yeah. It existed, but it
It
was
wasn't
tagged as
labeled.
werewolves, or it was tagged as nodding. And the nodding alternate universes tag really didn't get popular until this Supernatural
Yeah.
fandom overlay. So yeah, it kind of took on a life of its own, and I love that because it's become very popular.
Well, and it's really opened the doors, I think, for a lot of different types of literature. So I can't be mad. I just hate that that's what it started from.
Yeah. Again, if it had been any other characters, we wouldn't be as
I
upset as
would
we
be totally fine,
are.
truly. I just hate that.
I hate that too. And you already knew we hated it because we already talked about it in our previous episode.
Okay, well that wraps up the Omegaverse.
Yeah.
We know so much about it now. This went way better, I think, than learning about the mafia.
Well, yeah, and I think the reason for that is the mafia's got a lot of secrets and the Omegaverse does not. So it's much easier to find information about this.
For sure. So please remember, we actually will be taking the next 2 weeks off. But when we return, we are going to, so that would be September 23rd. We are going to be discussing To Love Jason Thorne by Ella Mays.
Yeah, and then the very next week on September 30th, we will be rolling right into the sequel to Hate Adam Connor. So it'll be back-to-back books, but with this 2 week break, we think that's a perfect amount of time to get some reading in.
They're very short, very cute rom-coms.
Lighthearted.
Yeah.
Perfect way to like end the summer and transition, I think,
No,
into
truly,
fall.
because we're doing some books in October and
Yeah.
November. So
Check out
we
our
are.
website, bestfriendsbookclub.com, and check out our upcoming reads if
It's
you're
not going to be
interested.
fun and lighthearted till we get back to December.
Yeah, and then it'll be a very cute little Christmas rom-com that we have prepared for you. But go ahead, get started on those books. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.